Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and happy Memorial Day if you celebrate Memorial Day, and I hope you do because, well, it's Memorial Day. So this is Tony Green. I'm so excited to be here today. I am so excited. This show is live. It's not pre-recorded. I have callers calling in on my dashboard, and I'm really excited about that. I sat back this morning. I said, oh, my goodness, it's Memorial Day. Typically, people are out picnicking and visiting loved ones that have passed on and, you know, at the lake, they're doing their Memorial Day parades. What if nobody calls in today? But then I have a full switchboard. So I'm so excited. Thank you. I'm honored that you're here with me today and calling in. And I want to thank everybody listening today. I feel like it's going to be a good show. I feel like this is just has really good energy to it. And I just want to get to the first caller. So the first caller is area code 631. Hello, 631. How are you today?
Hi, how you doing? Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day. How can I help you today?
You're funny. I want to like enhance. I wanted to, like, enhance my psychic abilities, but I don't know what classes that I should be taking to enhance that.
Okay, so, you know, I get this a lot, and I've helped quite a few people open their psychic abilities. I'm so happy that you called in today. There's a couple of different things that people can do. I've used 2 techniques to help people open or enhance their psychic abilities. One of them is hypnosis. We go back to sometimes we go back to whatever shut them down because we're all born with these abilities. We're all born wide open and able to see our loved ones on the other side and have that communication. But then for whatever reason, and for each of us it's different, it shuts down. So I use hypnosis as one of the tools to help people let go of whatever caused the shutdown or the block or whatever we want to call it, and help them reopen it and be able to use it in a very profound and safe way. Typically, it's fear that shuts down our abilities to see the other side and communicate with the other side, but not always. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it, most of the time it is. The other tool I personally use is called the clearing. And again, it does the exact same thing. It clears away anything stopping you or blocking you from being able to enhance, open, use those psychic abilities. Now, if you want to do something on your own, what I recommend, meditation, meditation, meditation. When we can sit in silence and we get to that point where we are the observer, we then are starting to reconnect and reopen everything that our busy mind blocks out. There are some classes you can take that will be helpful, but if there is a source or a reason why you shut it down, that should be the first thing that you address. If you're already a little bit open and you just want to be more open, meditation, meditation, meditation. Those are the things I always recommend to people. And I always say, if you are taking a class, make sure the person that is teaching that class is pure and using only love and light and working only with love and light, because that is what you need to do. Okay? So that is what, those are my pieces of advice. I believe that everybody can be reopened. I believe that we should all be open to the love and light that flows through us. It's our energy source. It's what keeps us going here. And the more we sit in that silence and just be, the stronger your abilities will get. I hope that's helpful. That was kind of a longer answer than I anticipated.
What do you think about Zener cards? I heard of Zener, like Zener. I think it's Zener cards.
You know what? I'm not going to, on the air especially, speak to anybody else's programs or courses. I know what I do to help people.
No,
I'll
just like
that.
I guess tarot cards, but yeah, there's something else.
I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying on the air and privately. I do not speak to anybody else's programs, courses, or work. If you want to practice with someone, practice with somebody that you know and you trust. Otherwise, meditation is by far one of the most powerful ways for you to personally connect with your guides, your angels, your leaders, your masters. And if you do want to practice with someone you know. And that is the strongest, most powerful way. But thank you so much for calling in today.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. We are going to go directly to the next caller, who is area code 480. Hello. Oh, wait, 480. Don't go any place. Okay, now you should be there now. Hello, 480. How are you?
I'm wonderful. My name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Where are you calling in from today?
Well, I'm in California, but I am moving.
Okay, perfect. Well, wonderful. Where are you moving to, Mike?
Las Vegas. In and around the area.
That just makes me laugh. I don't know why. I think that's adorable. Okay, Mike, what's your question for me today?
Well, I'm going to Vegas to lower my cost of living, which is ridiculous here in California. And I'm starting out two ventures. One can go nationwide and that type of thing. And then the other one, I'm just kind of focusing in and around Vegas. And I was just kind of curious in what you feel about those two ventures.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't know why I'm hearing this, but I'm going to ask you, I keep hearing construction, construction, construction. Do either of these have to do with construction?
The one could, that goes nationwide because it's commercial financing, so it's like doing loans, or could be commercial development.
Okay. I feel that is going to be, I'm going to tell you this, because they're using the word construction and you're associating it with the one that could go nationwide. I feel like that has a very strong potential, okay? It has a strong potential. It's going to need a lot more startup, or going to take a little bit more to start up than you are thinking it will. Be patient, be diligent, and be hyper-focused on it. Put your energy into the positive outcomes of this. Stay two steps ahead of it. Don't fall behind. Don't lag on this. This is really important. I want you to re-listen to the show at least twice. You need to stay two steps ahead of this. Every move. Now, you're an extremely intelligent man, and you're very strategic. This is going to take every ounce of your strategic abilities to bring to fruition. The people that you are working with on this, for the most part, good, fair, whatever, you're going to have to be the backbone behind what you want. Don't depend on others to get you there. No matter what they say in the beginning, no matter how they present things to you, it's all your blood, sweat, and tears that are going to get you where you want to be, and it's only going to get there if you use every ounce of your strategic abilities and planning. So, capiche? You got this so far?
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Perfect. Excellent. Thank you for that. Now, once it does get up and running, there are going to be aspects that come in that are a little bit unexpected, but nothing you cannot handle. So what they want you to do is make sure be hyper-vigilant in studying, oh, this is so cool, in studying and being aware of what the financial laws concerning what you're doing are in each province or state or every area that you're working in. And when you go into a new area, be aware of that too. For some reason, I feel like if you're not, you're going to get poked in the pooper on it, okay? So be very careful about that. Yeah, they find very delicate ways when I'm on the air of saying things. I love that about them. But they're being very, very serious about this. They're saying, listen, you need to be strategic, you need to be on top of things, and you need to be two steps ahead of things at all times. And especially, and they really do want you to market to a lot of construction and construction-type new home building type of things. Really research that market and look at the development of that and work within those parameters. That's going to be your jimmy to your jam, your juicy juice, whatever you want to call it. That's going to be your meat, or I don't know what these things that are coming out of my mouth even mean, but that's what they're saying, so I'm telling you. But that one that has the potential to go further out, and they're saying start local and let it grow as it will. Don't force it. It will grow at a speed that you can handle, not that you want, and that's really important too. Right?
Yep.
That's so important.
Yep.
So just know that you're on the right track. And I have to say, people who live in California, God bless you, you know, but moving out of California, not a bad plan, just not only financially, but the crowding and everything else, you're going to be in a much easier state of mind, a much freer state of mind once you're relocated. So it is a really, all of these decisions are very solid all the way around. Kudos to you. It's a good step moving forward for the next phase in your life. So yeah.
Awesome. And that second one is kind of more spiritual. I do, you know, do some readings and stuff like that, and I was looking to kind of go in, because here in California, I mean, everybody's a freaking psychic.
Psychic healer, yada, yada, yeah. Yes. So once you get to the area you're going, you will be, you do have to reestablish and you have to change the lingo that you're using, okay? Just point blank, you do. You have to update, grade some of your stuff so that it matches. It's not so Hollywood. Does that make sense to you? You have to make it more down to earth. Yep. You have to make it not so woo. And, you know, let me explain this. There's nothing wrong with woo-woo, but then you're going to get those woo-woo people. Make it very down to earth, very practical.
Yep.
Very, listen, this is what I do. This is how I do it. This is the scientific proof behind it. Take me or leave me. And of course, in a very nice and practical way. Many people want me to change my website and put all these, like, typical spiritual insignias and symbols on it. I'm like, no. That's on everybody else's stuff. Here's my picture.
Right.
You're going to resonate with it or you're not. Let's go. Work with me or don't. You know, that's just,
yep.
I'm a little bit weird that way. I'm very, like, not feeling the need to be that person, and you need to be in that space also. You need to be in that space. Like, look at this. This is who I am. I'm a normal person that just
yep.
has this ability. Let's go. And guess what, folks? We make mistakes, too. Hello. It happens. So we're human. So I'm just going to say, as far as the spiritual stuff goes, it's good. You can do that. It'll be a nice distraction when you get overwhelmed from the other thing. But you do need to be hyper vigilant and very focused on the other business as well. You need to be very, I mean, so hyper vigilant on that. So as far as the spiritual work goes, yeah, of course, I want everybody to do spiritual work. I want everybody to be in this practice. But what I'm going to tell you is you really need a lot of focus. It needs to be kind of like a, you know, given the fact of financials, it needs to be at a minimum of 60-40 on the spiritual, 60 on the other. But if you can even up that a little bit more on the other, you'll be doing a little bit better. Don't get too distracted from the other one if you want that to succeed, is the comment
right.
that I'm hearing, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent. You are so welcome, Mike, and thank you so much for calling in. And I know you're going to enjoy your new home so much more than you ever thought was possible.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. You have an amazing day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. So this is Messages from Above with Tony G. I am going to zip through as many people as I can today. Please do not hang up. I will get to you if I can, and I'm going to try to be very, very, very good about getting to everybody today. So the next caller is... Dun, dun, dun. I make my own sound effects. 770. Hello, 770.
Hi.
How are you today? Hi.
I'm fine. Hi, Tony. I just had a question, and I'm hoping it's not me. I love a woman, and I feel like we have a deep connection. And I'm just wondering, like, what is the connection, and wondering would it lead to marriage?
Okay, so I'm sorry. I didn't hear the first part of the question. So could you please repeat the first part for me?
Yes, I have known a woman for about 6 months now. We've been talking and also been in a relationship. And I feel like it's a deeper connection. I'm, like, very passionate towards her. I'm hoping it's just not me and my own feelings, but I do feel like it's a deeper connection. And I guess I was wondering what the connection was, and also would it lead to marriage?
Okay, so can I please just have her first name?
Letisa.
Okay, she's very dynamic. She has a lot of charismatic behaviors. She has a tendency to be... She can get dogmatic at times, but for the most part, she's very dynamic and very charismatic. Is this accurate? I want to make sure I'm tuning into the right person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first statement that they're saying here, and this doesn't mean that the answer is no. They just want you to go very slow with this. She might have a little bit of, I know this word, it's on the tip of my tongue and it's not coming up. Commitment. How come I couldn't think of that word? I have horrible commitment issues. She might have a little bit of just a little commitment issues. She might have difficulty seeing a very long-term outcome to things. She's good in the moment. She's really, really good in the moment. That's why you guys are so good in the moment, because she's really good in the moment. She doesn't, even though she can plan ahead, she doesn't look at long-term outcomes the same way you do. If you start trying to nail her down or get her into that place where the two of you are talking about the rest of your life together, she's going to freak out a little bit. So don't do that yet. Please don't do that yet.
Okay.
Let her have that space and time that she needs to get to that place.
Okay.
This is going to be a long-term relationship. Whether there's a piece of paper attached to it or not, you're better off going week by week with her or day by day rather than trying to get that firm commitment of ever after from this particular person. She's not, she might think, she might say, yeah, someday I might want to get married or something. But if, as long as you go day by day, she's going to be fine. Okay. The moment you start bringing up like, let's get married, she's going to like, something inside of her is going to shake a little bit and be like, what? We were just doing so well. I've got to go. You know, so just let her go day by day. What I feel like I'm gonna clear some of her fear of commitment right now, just because you know it's a horrible thing to be afraid to be committed to somebody. Trust me, I know. So we'll start clearing that right now. And then what I want to say is, in about 3 months, you guys can talk about maybe being a little bit, not the full-on commitment, don't bring up the M word, just a little bit more about where do you see us going. But again, don't try to be like, I want to get married, I want to, like, own. When somebody says they want to marry me, I'm like, no, you can't own me. No, I don't want to be, like, I don't want to have a judge. I don't want to have to stand in front of a judge to be able to bolt if I need to, okay? So I think that's just that. But I feel like she has a little bit of this in her also. So please just give her the time and space you need. You guys have a really good connection. You have some dynamic qualities together. I see you like a lot of the same things. And if you just let it go day by day, you'll be surprised at where it ends up. The moment you start talking about time frames, she's going to be a little, she's going to be out. She's going to run. So just take it day by day. You're going to be just fine. This does have the potential to be a much longer term relationship. I'm not going to say now it's going to be your relationship, but I am going to say this does have the potential to go, you know, quite a distance for the both of you and be a good situation and a good healing situation for the both of you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'll give you this little piece of information just to try to help you a little bit. Guys who never brought up a commitment to me, our relationships would go like 5 years, okay? Guys who tried to be like, here's a ring. I was like, friendship ring? Okay, bye, gotta go. See you never, bye. Like, seriously, I used to tell my friends, I don't understand why guys don't want a commitment with me while I have 3 engagement rings. And, okay, who didn't want the commitment? Me. So please take it day by day with her, and you are going to be amazed at how far this goes and how wonderful it can be. Okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling in
Thank
today.
Thank you.
So welcome. You have an amazing rest of the week.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, you are listening to Messages from Above. I am going to go to area code 201 next. Hello, 201. How are you?
Hi, Tony.
Hi, who is this?
It's Rose.
Hi, Rose. Rose, have we talked before?
Maybe last year, a long time ago.
Excellent. Well, thank you for calling back. How can I help you today?
I've been looking for work, and I even had an interview last Monday, and I haven't heard anything, and I just want to know what your feelings are if you see me working in the near future.
Okay, Rose, let me ask you a quick question. What type of work are you looking for?
I do like office work.
Okay, and where are you located, love?
New Jersey.
Okay, sweetie, the first thing I'm getting is that you need someone to help you get this. So whether this is a recruitment place or I think they call them talent agents now that work to help people find work, they specifically work with a bunch of businesses and they can help place you even if it's temporarily. The first thing
I'm
getting is you need...
Those are the places that I deal with. That's the way they work today.
Excellent. So, yeah, I'm going to tell you a staffing agency is going to help you find a place to work. And I do feel like you now all things going as planned. Now, I'm going to ask a question here, and I'm there's something stuck with the blocking. Russian finding work. No strength in that. There's blocking. You're blocking Rose from, yes, okay, clear that. I'm clearing something right now. You might feel something leaving, and I feel it leaving out of the throat and the chest area right now. And so you might feel that it's actually taking my breath away a little bit. I'm going to tell you within all things going as planned and this clearing within like 2 to 3 weeks, completely cleared, changes happening for you. I feel like within a month you should hear something positive about work, but within the three month mark, you should be gainfully employed, all things going the way they should. Now, I do also feel something going from like the inner hip flexor area. So whatever this is, it's also affecting your root chakra or that root area, which is security, home, finances, identity. So I'm going to tell you now that within a couple of days, you should, by the time this call is over, hopefully you're going to feel lighter and better. Whew, whatever this is, it really did take, it was like the air was sucked out of you or, you know, something like that. But I'm going to tell you within a couple of days, you should feel much better. And within a month, you should feel much, much better. And within 3 months, you should be gainfully employed. Now, within a month, that means any time between now and a month, you should hear really good news about your work situation. You should hear some really good, positive information about work. And then shortly thereafter, you should gainfully employed, okay? Please send me an email keeping me updated on this, okay, love? I feel like it is coming in, I want to say within a month, but they want to say within a month, but I always add a little bit of time on to that and say within 3 months just to give them, because timelines can be a little bit off. But whatever we're clearing right now, I feel like it's going to go a long way to help you get that employment. Stay with the staffing agencies and see if there isn't another one you might be able to sign on with that might be able to help you. Okay, love?
So the job I interviewed for, you don't see that becoming positive for me?
I only have like 30 seconds left and I have to sign off.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
What I will say, no, love, it's not your fault. That's okay. What I am going to say about the job you went for this interview with, they haven't made a choice yet. I feel like they're going to go, they might go in a different direction, but I feel like there is something much better suited for you right down the road. It's a much better fit for you. So just hold on.
Right.
Okay, and I want to thank everybody so much for listening in today. I'll be back next Monday. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye.